Talk Live. Take Joel here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
Allie is here, courtesy of her radio show, that's ALP, and we can talk about that and what it is here in a little bit. Of course, we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Still to come here tonight, Allie, what did you bring to the table this evening?
Well, this is a story I was going to talk about last week, but we did not quite get to it, so I'm excited to bring it back this week. The e-cigarette critics.
Oh.
They're worried that some of the new ads that one of the particular companies, Blue e-cig, has been putting out in magazines, that they are catered for children.
Well, let's talk about that right now, then, since we didn't get to it previously. I mean, we've been discussing the e-cigarettes throughout the throughout their existence, basically. I mean, as soon as we found out about it here on Free Talk Live.
Well, you've also advertised e-cigs here on the show before.
Yeah, and I've used a few, you know, different e-cigarettes, and I'm not a cigarette smoker, but I like the e-cigarette. I find the e-cigarette to be fun and tasty.
They've really grown in popularity.
And you know this because you actually worked at a convenience store and were selling them.
Yep, that's true. I used to sell e-cigarettes, and I also just know a ton of people who use them. Mm-hmm. And some people like to use them recreationally. There are times when people who are addicted to nicotine can't get the nicotine when they're inside, or perhaps just in a place where they ban cigarette smoking, which is pretty much everywhere. So some people are using them in those situations, but some people are using them to actually stop smoking. So,
which is awesome.
For a lot of people, it has this really positive force in their life that helps them accomplish, you know, a goal that I think most people can get behind, which is taking control of your health and quitting bad habits.
So tell me about the story that you have.
So this story is from NPR by Debbie Elliott, and it goes this way. Electronic cigarette makers are getting bold with their advertising using provocative new print ads and celebrity endorsements on TV. Hmm. Both public health advocates say these images are luring kids to hook them on nicotine.
Well, now, I could be wrong about this, but didn't the federal government ban cigarette advertising?
Yeah, I believe that you're... See,
except for maybe magazines, there's like an exception, but like...
Yeah, because I have seen American Spirit ads in magazines before. I know I've seen Camel ads, too.
But I'm pretty sure, like, ads on the radio and television for cigarettes just are not allowed.
Yeah.
So that's interesting that, you know, you can advertise e-cigarettes, apparently, but not cigarettes.
Right. So I guess, you know, this story is more about a specific magazine ad, which I hadn't even thought of how cigarette companies advertise in magazines. So I don't know what's so bold about that. But I hadn't seen the television ads or the celebrity endorsements on television. I guess I just don't watch a lot of TV. But maybe they don't. I guess some rules don't apply to the e-cigarettes because it's not technically tobacco. You know, when they started making these regulations,
It must be because according to the Wikipedia article on what was called the Public Health Cigarette Smoking Act, passed federally in 1970, it was along with requiring stronger health warnings on cigarette packages, it also banned cigarette advertisements on American radio and television. So
interesting. But
so cigars? What
about like cigars or pipe smoking?
Ah, that's a good question. It doesn't say specifically here in this summary, but do you ever see that either? I mean, I don't watch TV.
Yeah.
I don't really watch TV, but when I did watch TV, I don't recall seeing those things. Tobacco ads.
Definitely not cigarette ads. And I guess I didn't see the other ones either, but that's interesting. And I think people just really don't know how to think of the e-cig because there's a lot of ignorance about it. And it looks a lot like smoking a cigarette. Some of them look a lot like cigarettes just in their design and
the
size.
Little red cherry on the end of it. And
right.
The little white stick. Although some of the newer ones that seem to be more popular now don't so much look like cigarettes. Like the larger, this kind of these mammoth, I don't know what you call them.
They look like big machines, like little controllers.
They got juice, obviously, like in the front, and you see people refilling them. So those
they look like portable vaporizers, which is exactly what they are.
Well, right, yeah. E-cigarette is just kind of shorthand for vaporizer.
Right.
So you're vaporizing. For those that don't know what we're talking about, the e-cigarette is a vaporizer. It has a solution that I think is usually... Is it propylene glycol based in some cases?
Yes.
That, you know, has flavoring
some
added
kind of
to
glycerin
it.
And then the nicotine.
Yes, and different levels of nicotine. So as you mentioned, some people use the e-cigarette to cut down the nicotine that they use and even cut it out. So you can get the liquid that has, you know, a lot, like a high concentration of nicotine, all the way down to, in some cases, zero concentration of nicotine. So there are some people who have managed to work their way down to zero, and actually, you know, they can quit anytime they want at that point, because then it's just the habit of using something, kind of the hand-to-mouth motion habit at that point.
And it's pretty cool to see these growing in popularity, but it's also interesting to see people's reactions to them, because a lot of places want to treat them like cigarettes. Like, I saw an ad on the courtroom, a ban on the e-cig, and it was said something to the effect of, there will be no tobacco products used inside this building, including the e-cigarette. And I was thinking, that's not a tobacco product
in any way. In fact, I'm glad you brought that up, because when we get through this story that you have about the advertising, there is news about Los Angeles going ahead and banning the use of the e-cigarettes in the same places as regular cigarettes. Now, Allie, you are a regular cigarette smoker.
Yes.
Are you not, like, there's some people who, when you ask them about this, they'll say that, oh, it's not as good as a cigarette. The e-cigarette doesn't have the same throat hit as a term that I've heard used.
Yeah.
Is there something about the e-cigarette that is not attractive to you, and why are you not using the e-cigarette?
The e-cigarette is attractive to me, and I've used them before, but more recreationally, and not really to quit, but I could see how it could be really helpful in quitting. Like, it could,
well, that's what I meant. We're recreationally. I mean, you know, if I were a smoker, it would seem to be a no-brainer to me. Like, tasty, you know, e-cigarette.
Well, the thing for me is, like,
cigarettes.
The thing for me is, when I'm using the e-cig, I could smoke the same rate. Like, some people use the e-cig and they think, oh, I don't even have to go out for a cigarette, but it's not making me want to smoke less. But if I was, you know, deciding to quit smoking, and I went for a long time without a cigarette, and I thought, I'm going to smoke now, then I would rather smoke an e-cig or vaporize an e-cig than smoke a cigarette if I had the option.
All right.
But if I'm not making the attempt to quit, then I'd rather just have a cigarette.
Why? Is it more satisfying? Is the cigarette more
satisfying?
I don't
really know. It is more satisfying, I guess. I like that it's, you know, you start with something fresh and then you finish
and it's gone.
I don't like this thing you keep picking up.
There's a completion aspect to it.
Yes.
That's interesting.
I like to burn through a full one.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You're welcome to share your experience with the e-cigarette. But let's get to the meat of the story here about this concern that the critics have about advertising e-cigarettes.
Back to NPR. The latest ad for blue e-cigs, for example, which ran in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, features an itsy-bitsy bikini bottom emblazoned with the company name and includes the tagline, "Slim, charged, ready to go." You didn't see the model's face. The frame is from pierced belly button to mid-thigh. It left Stan Glantz, a professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco, struggling for a delicate way to describe it. He says, the advertising just hit a new high in terms of chutzpah, says Glantz, director of the Center for Tobacco Control Research and Education. Using sex to sell cigarettes is nothing new, he says, and e-cigarettes are pushing the envelope because they're unregulated. He says if the Obama administration were serious about protecting the public on public health, they would immediately move to clamp down on the way e-cigarettes are being advertised and apply the same rules that apply to cigarette advertising, Glantz says. You would think if this person understood anything about tobacco and tobacco control, as his title suggests, that he would support, you know, letting everyone know about the e-cig if it's helping people quit.
Well, that's just it. The claim by the critics is that e-cigarettes will lead people to smoke.
I just think that's crazy. Most people I know who have any interest in the e-cig are using it because they already are addicted to nicotine.
We'll come back, and that's my experience too, but we'll come back with more and dig in further here. I want to get your thoughts. Certainly they're welcome on whatever's on your mind as well. You can also bring up whatever you want here at Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin general store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. E-cigarettes are under attack again by busybodies who would like to put a stop to advertising of e-cigarettes. Allie has the story. We're going to get further into that. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, and they go back all the way back to 2006. You can just go click and download. It's the end of 2006, but that's a lot of archives, probably more than you could possibly listen to in any reasonable amount of time. Go to freetalklive.com. It's all free, so enjoy. freetalklive.com. Now, I want you to imagine being able to spend your bitcoins, and if you don't have bitcoins yet, we'll tell you how to get some later, with a credit card through a completely decentralized non-bank
system. You swipe, and Bitcoin is removed from your wallet. It makes Bitcoin just as easy to use as money in the meat space world. Now, this technology sounds pretty awesome, right? And it would be worth investing in, don't you think? If you agree, you can go and learn more and see their Indiegogo campaign at mybtc.cc. I saw the actual credit card, the kind of the process, the printing of the card. Temper, who is the guy behind this, was at the Texas Bitcoin conference, and some people were very interested in this.
Temper, the one that goes in the chat room sometimes?
Our caller and chatter, yes. The dude's brilliant. I mean, he's like a brilliant designer of computer things, and he's come up with this Bitcoin credit card. So, but he's looking for investors, and you can help him out at mybtc.cc. That's mybtc.cc. So we're talking about the e-cigarette restrictions. We want to get back into that. Allie's got the story. And what's the source on your story,
Allie? This is NPR.
NPR. In fact, when you get a chance, send me that on Facebook, and then we'll post it. So you, if you are on our Facebook page or Twitter or Google Plus, will be able to get the details. Let's go to Dave first, though. He's in New Hampshire listening to LRN.FM. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm what used to be known as Dave in Youngstown, and I moved up finally Saturday morning across the border, and I'm in Concord now permanently.
Oh, wow. Dave, you actually came to the Keenevention.
Yes, I did.
So you had talked about moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and congratulations on accomplishing that.
I have, thank you. And I'd just like to tell you how warm the welcome has been in here. You know, you guys talk about this all the time. When I got here, the welcome was so warm, it was almost crushing.
Oh.
It was just great. So I thought I'd let you know that.
Well, gosh, and now I remember when you posted something about this, because, you know, there are various different kind of Facebook groups where people who are here are kind of socializing and planning things, and then there's other people who are on the outside who are kind of watching, and then you posted that you were coming up. If I'm recalling correctly, you didn't really bring too much up with you, so it wasn't like you had a big old moving party, right?
No, I didn't. I had one carload. It was stuff in my car and me, and that's it.
So what was the reception? I mean, was there something, did you have something at all for people to come to? Because, you know, kind of the typical moving story when people move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project is, you know, they move in a bunch of stuff up, and there's 30 people that'll show up at this move-in party and unload a truck in under an hour. You know, a truck full of stuff that has taken a day to pack is unloaded in less than an hour. It's an amazing feat, and but you didn't experience that. So what was it that you specifically did experience about the kind of the welcoming aspect of the community?
Well, the first thing I did was go into my new job, and the second thing after I left there was to go to Tandy's for the Saturday morning buffet that they have here with Liberty People. And I got there a little bit late, but everybody was very nice. I'm actually living with a previous mover up here.
Awesome.
And the Facebook, I put it on my own page, and so that went out only to my friends. Since I wasn't moving to Keene, it wasn't appropriate for the Keene page, right, necessarily. Mm-hmm. But I just got such great response, and I've already been in contact with NEMI, for instance, and the new movers who have come in here, not even new movers, any of the movers, people I've met on Facebook but hadn't yet met in person. On Saturday, also, a caller or Sunday called in. His name was Dason. He also came in on Saturday. So you're getting a lot of people on a single day.
I don't know where else you can move in the world where people will just be there to greet you and welcome you and ask you if you need any help. Moving.
Right. I mean, you instantly have a resource, a group of friends who you don't even know yet. And that's kind of the bizarre but amazing aspect of the Free State Project is you move here, or in some cases just visiting, right? Like coming to Porkfest or Keenevention or, you know, Liberty Forum. And tell me if you experienced this, Dave, when you just came to visit. It's like you connect with people on a level that it's hard to find in most places because you understand already the ideas of liberty. So it's not like you have to spend any time covering those areas with these new people that you're meeting. They're already on board. You don't have to convince anybody of
right.
these ideas. And so there's just something about the people and the similarities that they have that make it really easy to bond. I mean, was that your experience at all when you were just kind of up here visiting?
It was, you know, and even when I moved up Saturday, there were people who said it's good to have someone who gets it without having to have it explained. And everybody's just saying, welcome home. And it's just been great. And I just thought I'd pass that on because it really is that way.
I have to say, I've always felt like Concord is one of the areas that really doesn't get as many movers as like Manchester, or it seems to get fewer movers than it should based on its population and, you know, how convenient it is for doing political action. How many people were at this meeting that you attended on Saturday, this kind of morning brunch?
I got in there late, but there were probably 10 or 12 people, and I guess half a dozen had already left. And I'm close enough to another person who's going to be moving. She's already part of the Liberty community, and she's – I can't remember the name of the town, but it's just a short drive from here. I'm going to be helping her move in on this coming Saturday.
That's great. It's so easy. You're a week away, you're here a week, and then all of a sudden you're helping somebody else move in, and you're no longer the new guy, you know, you've only been here a week.
Right.
So welcome, Dave. Anything else you want to share tonight about your experience?
No, I was just so impressed. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks for the call. It's great to have you here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and appreciate hearing the story tonight. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. Well, isn't that just wonderful?
I felt similarly, I think, when I moved. I just remember that.
You had a carload of stuff, too, right?
Overwhelming.
It wasn't a big move for you.
And my roommates helped me move in, but it was no big deal. And I just remember, after meeting everyone, just sort of being overwhelmed with a sense of, I really like it here, like how everyone is just super welcoming and nice, and when people find out that you just moved, they just seem very like interested in you as a person.
Well, yeah, I mean, what's your story, right? I mean, everybody who comes to New Hampshire is part of the Free State Project, and we'll explain what that is here in a moment. But everybody who comes here, they all have a path that they're on, right? And some, that path leads out of New Hampshire again. Some people move here, they then have to go somewhere else. I know our friend Meg, who used to be on this show, she had to go and take care of her dying grandfather, and he just passed away now. So maybe she'll be coming back soon. So, you know, everybody's got their individual path to liberty, and what was it that led them not just to the ideas of freedom, but then eventually to the Free State Project? And it's just so exciting when new people come here, and it just seems to be accelerating.
We're all here for different reasons, but really the same reason.
Ultimately, the reason of freedom. 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more about the Free State Project and also return to the e-cigarette story. 855-450-FREE. You can also take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
E-cigarettes, apparently the new thing to hate. We're going to get deeper into the story about some critics attacking the advertising now for e-cigarettes. We've also seen news, and I've got the story here about Los Angeles banning the use of e-cigarettes in the same places where cigarettes are banned. So these things are under attack from all fronts, and it's really tragic because they're an amazing invention and more people should know about them. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number if you want to share your experience. Maybe you've been an e-cigarette user and you have experienced these people, whoever these critics are. You know, are they the kind of people, you know how some people can be nasty to a cigarette smoker?
Yes.
I'm sure you've experienced this, Allie, as someone who is a cigarette smoker. But
some of them really who, I don't know if it's more likely to be someone who quit smoking or someone who's not really been around a lot of smoking, but there's some people who just hate smokers and smoking so much that they take out all that aggression from anyone they see with a cigarette in their hand. They just, like, feel that it is their job to try to convert that person into hating cigarettes as much as they do.
Right, or at the very least, they just want to be rude and nasty to somebody who's smoking up this whatever, you know, room or place or outside of a doorway. Just they want to say something. They want to mold the world in the way they want it, and they just have something to say. I wonder if they do that to e-cigarette users, too. Are people
probably
who use e-cigarettes experiencing that same derision from the critics? Certainly it's happening in more public forums, you know, like, for instance, the banning of the use of e-cigarettes. There are certain people who are pushing this. I'm just wondering if it has kind of trickled down to in-your-face confrontations over this. Like, how dare you use that e-cigarette around my child? You're just encouraging them to smoke.
Well, I'm sure it has, because I've heard stories of people using their e-cigarette inside, like in a mall or something, and that they have been harassed because of it. So sure, I'm sure it happens all the time.
Tell your story if you have one to share. 855-450-FREE. I said we'd help you out getting bitcoins. Well, the first step to getting bitcoins, or fractions of bitcoins, depending on how much you have to spend, you don't have to buy a full bitcoin. But when you want to get bitcoins, you have to have a wallet. And blockchain.info has a wallet for you. In fact, it is probably the best online wallet you can find. Blockchain.info, go there and get signed up. They've
they've actually opened over 1 million wallets for people, and it's free to have a Bitcoin wallet from blockchain.info. Plus, they've got a handy Android app that makes it very easy to send and receive Bitcoin. But if you don't have an Android phone, if you've got an iPhone or a Windows phone or, you know, BlackBerry, you can use the website, blockchain.info. They're building an HTML5 app that I'm told has been completed, or maybe they're still working on it. But blockchain.info, you can use their website on your smartphone to do the same thing that the app does. Just the app is a little bit more convenient. Blockchain also has tools to make it easy to send and receive your Bitcoins anonymously. It's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users and get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. So, Ali, let's go further into this. Apparently, people are upset. Some people, the busybodies of the world, some of them are upset at the e-cigarette advertising, which they say is so cool that it's going to attract kids to smoking.
Yes, and we were talking before about which rules have already been applied to advertising of cigarettes, and this article does cover a few of those. They include bans on sports. Sponsorships, cartoon characters, flavors, and TV advertising specifically.
And radio as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So blue e-cigs use a cartoon character named Mr. Cool in a television campaign. And, you know, the article writer notes that this is familiar with what some cigarette industry, you know, ads have done in the past with their, like, I think, what do they use? Like a cartoon
camel?
Yeah. Vince Wilmore of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says these messages attract youth, especially the Sports Illustrated bikini ad. It's going to appeal to teenage boys, he says. Blue maker Lorillard has not... Lorillard is also the maker of Newport cigarettes, by the way. Blue maker Lorillard has not responded to NPR's request for comment. Blue's website asks if you're 18 to enter, and ads say, not for minors. Wilmore says, nonetheless, they re-glamorize smoking and threaten to reverse decades of progress in preventing kids from getting hooked. See, the thing is, I don't even know how one could try, unless you just want to ban any kind of advertising of anything that could be harmful for children. I don't know how you could distinguish between advertising for kids and advertising for adults. I mean, if you would think that an adult magazine like Sports Illustrated, that advertising there, I don't see why that would be so controversial. Maybe if it was playing on, like, Nickelodeon, I could see people feeling freaked out by that.
Nickelodeon's totally not going to accept ads for e-cigarettes.
Exactly.
That's just not going to be happening. Well, I mean, okay, so we kind of talked about this during a break, but I think it's worth mentioning on the air. I guess kids are probably still looking at Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. I know we certainly did when I was younger. I mean, that was a very interesting thing to a young teenager or a young boy or whatever. However, we are now living in the internet age where why would you need a magazine to go and get pictures of girls in bikinis or naked ladies? I mean, it's not hard to find that content. Now every young person who has a smartphone has a myriad of bikini photos at their fingertips.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that some teenage boys or minors are going to see this ad.
Yes.
But my question is, how can they be upset with the blue e-cigarette makers for running an ad in an adult magazine and saying kids could see that?
Well, that's just it. Anywhere that a child could see something, they're going to get upset about it.
And they don't get upset at people who advertise beer and alcohol and other bad things.
They may get upset about those things. I mean, we don't know who we're talking about here. A lot of these people are control freaks.
That's true. They might be just as upset about that.
And I believe alcohol is something you can advertise in magazines, but
you can advertise on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's only cigarettes that they've banned from television and radio.
This Wilmore guy says, kids may view them as something they can use that's not going to harm their health without realizing they contain very addictive nicotine, Wilmore says.
Right, because kids are just so ignorant. Kids have no idea about those e-cigarettes. Those wouldn't have nicotine in them. I mean, come on, really? Are we expected to believe that young people do not understand this? Okay, maybe a 5-year-old wouldn't understand that there's nicotine in an e-cigarette, but what teenager wouldn't understand
that? They actually quote a teenager, Thomas Mason, who's 16, thinks they're beneficial. They quote him, and the e-cigarette is like flavored nicotine. So far as I think that nicotine is supposed to help you stop smoking, Mason says. That perception worries Tom Frieden, director of U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Like the kid said, that that nicotine is supposed to help you quit smoking. It's true. And in a lot of cases when people use the e-cigarette, they're using that nicotine to quit smoking. I'm not sure where the emphasis is put.
Yeah,
when
it's a strange sentence, but even in his misunderstanding, let's presume he's slightly misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Even in his misunderstanding, what he does understand is that the e-cigarette can help people quit smoking.
And he also understands that it contains nicotine.
Right. And so that's the opposite of the scare, this kind of fear factor that they're introducing. That's the opposite of the idea that, oh, well, kids are going to use this and start smoking again. It's going to glamorize smoking. Well, no, this young person understands that using an e-cigarette can help quit smoking, and most people in their teenage years understand the value of not smoking. I mean, it's pretty obvious. It's not like this is a hidden message in society. Cigarette smoking is definitely on the outs as far as popularity is concerned. It has declined in its popularity over 100 years significantly.
You know, and I've looked at studies or polls which say that it's gone down in use among teenagers or, young people. But from my experience, I see a lot of young people smoking, like a lot more than old people. I think a lot of old people are quitting, and so I'd believe that maybe cigarette purchases are going down on average, but I see a lot of young people smoking.
I wonder about that, because I've certainly heard that it has gone down over time. Maybe it's still significant, but down from what it's been in the past. You're welcome to share your thoughts here, 855-450-FREE. Are there some more interesting quotes? Because this is the kind of news story where
there's a little bit of back and forth between the people who are advocates of the e-cig and people who are critics.
I definitely want to hear the critics. I want to hear what they have to say. So will you share some of that when we come back in a moment? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and you can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. Are e-cigarettes attracting young people to smoke it? This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450.
This is Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there on the site. You can actually create the content as well. So when you go to freetalklive.com, you see the stories there on the front page. There's news articles, sometimes YouTube videos. Maybe you want to put up, you know, some sort of fun post. Whatever it is you think is interesting, whatever you think our listeners would find valuable, entertaining, interesting, you put it up on the website, and then it becomes subject to voting. And it's the system of Reddit. So if you're familiar with Reddit, you know how this works. Reddit is a kind of an upvoting, downvoting, social bookmarking website, and we've integrated Reddit right into the front page of our website. So if you've got a Reddit account, which is free, and a Free Talk Live account, which is also free, you just link the two accounts together in a very short process. When you go to freetalklive.com, and that makes it easy for you to submit content and then vote it up or down, whether you like or dislike. And then we will see what you think is interesting, and it makes it easy for us to figure out what our audience thinks is useful. So go to freetalklive.com and you can get interactive there. More about the e-cigarette critics here. They are on the attack again, and they're being emboldened too. I mean, they're having success. We haven't gotten into the details yet, but Los Angeles has banned the use of e-cigarettes from pretty much the same places where cigarettes have been banned. So these people who believe that e-cigarettes are this path to the devil for young children, that young people are going to see these ads for e-cigarettes and they're going to want to start smoking, is kind of the idea here, is that they're going to see e-cigarettes, they're going to think smoking is cool, they're going to go off and start smoking cigarettes at some point.
That's it may be true that there are young people out there who are thinking where e-cigarettes might appeal more than smoking cigarettes would, but I think that there are healthy reasons for that. Like, if I had a child, I'd rather them use an e-cig than smoke cigarettes. Because part of what's so dangerous about cigarettes, which is where people get all these crazy numbers like 4,000 chemicals, has to do with the fact that you're lighting it on fire. You know, creating, you know, chemical reaction in which a lot of chemicals are created that weren't there before you lit it. And also the heat is bad for you each time you use a cigarette. You know, think of all that, the actual smoke you're introducing into your system and the tar.
E-cigarette
is just, you know, it's vaporizing, which is already would be better. Even if you're vaporizing tobacco, it would be better than lighting tobacco on fire. But not just that, doesn't have tobacco. It's just the.
It's never enough, though, Allie. I mean, all the points you're making are great points, but the critics, they just hate nicotine.
It has to be just because it looks like smoking. They wouldn't be opposed to Nicorette, commercials, or wouldn't be opposed to someone having commercials for the patch.
Why aren't Nicorette this gum, right? Nicotine gum, basically. It's a delivery system for nicotine, an alternative delivery system that people use presumably to quit smoking. Why isn't that under attack?
Or it doesn't look like smoking.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't have the same appeal. Like, because it'll look.
But isn't gum chewing cool for teens? I mean, couldn't
that,
in theory? I don't know. I guess I get what you're saying, though. The idea being that since e-cigarette use mimics the process of smoking, that would somehow
move young people into actual smoking. Well, I want to get some more quotes here in a moment, but let's go to the phones first. We do have Dave on the line in Nevada on the amp lines. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, go ahead.
Along with protecting kids against those dangerous e-cigarette ads, what Facebook is trying to do now is protect kids against gun advertisements. I guess with pressure from these moms against or moms demand action.
Mm.
I don't know if that name's long enough, but it's probably like five, you know, moms in their basement. Them and Bloomberg's the group there, the mayors against guns or whatever, put some pressure on Facebook to do something. I guess there's, you know, Facebook obviously doesn't sell guns, but there's ads on there. Like one of the ones I came across was like Texas gun ads or something, you know, and people will post kind of ads on there so they can get in touch with those people to buy guns. So I guess one of the things that they're doing, among other things, is people under 18 cannot see them. I guess you would have to, when you get a Facebook account, put your age, and I guess that's how it would know. But I guess they're blocking ads. Blocking ads to people under 18.
Hmm.
Well, see, now, I guess that's a better response than just, you know, closing down anyone's profile who puts anything about guns up there on Facebook.
Well, now, hold on, Dave, just to clarify. Are they blocking advertising, or are they blocking groups about guns, or both?
Well, what they're saying now, and there's a whole bunch of different articles about it in the past week, what they're saying now from what I've read is that they're blocking advertisements from people under 18. And then it's kind of sketchy about people selling illegal guns and saying that, well, if they're selling guns without a background check, which is actually not illegal unless it's from a federally licensed dealer. That's the laws
it
are.
Maybe, I don't want to say what is and what is not illegal, but I know that there are different laws in different states. So maybe in Nevada.
It depends on the state.
What's that?
Sorry, yeah, it depends on the state. But
right. Yeah, like if you're in New York, I highly doubt that New York personal gun sales are legal. Highly doubt that.
It's not. That's one of the states that's actually pushing it. But on a federal level, what the federal law says is that if you're a federally licensed dealer, you have to do a background check. And then, of course, like you said, a state can make additional laws on that in the case of
so, like, you're in New Hampshire, for sure, I know that you can just sell a gun to somebody, a person-to-person gun transaction. My understanding of the law is that's completely illegal here, but in a place like California or New York, you probably would be committing a felony by doing that very same action. So it's certainly not Facebook's job to enforce the law, but I can understand why, you know, they would feel like they want to be cautious in this area. Is it your belief that these ads should be shown to children?
Yeah, I think it's kind of ridiculous because it's an ad. It's not where, you know, Facebook is not selling the gun themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, you know, they're blocking these ads from kids. And, I mean, to see an ad, it doesn't mean that the person is going to sell it to them. You know, it's just seeing basically, okay, well, they're selling a gun. It's not saying, hey, come, you know, buy this gun. If you're under 18, I'm going to illegally sell it to you. And then it kind of goes into the states where, you know, it's saying, well, if you're trying to sell a gun in a state where it's illegal in that state, I don't know how they actually keep up with that. I think it's, I guess, if somebody flags it and says, well, this person is trying to sell this gun in this state. Because like you said, you know, some states it's illegal, some states it's not. You know, in Nevada, it's illegal where you can do a person gun sale as long as you're not a federally licensed dealer. So I don't know how they'd, you know, track that except for people flagging it. But it seems like it's part of the, you know, how they're trying to demonize guns and say, you know, we don't want kids to see this because we need to keep pushing that guns are evil.
It's probably not just from a market perspective, it's probably not a particularly effective market segment to advertise to. I mean, one of the nice things about Facebook ads, and I don't buy Facebook ads anymore just because I don't want to give money to Facebook. But we used to do advertising with Free Talk Live on Facebook, and one of the nice things about Facebook is that you can target people based on age, you can target people based on location, you can target based on interests. So I could target, if I were a gun dealer and I wanted to sell guns, you know, get people interested in buying my guns, I could target only people that have an interest in guns or people that have an interest in a specific brand of gun. You know how Facebook, you can like all kinds of different things. Well, if somebody likes, you know, Ruger, I want to target those people for selling guns, I could totally do that with Facebook. So I can't even imagine that somebody who's selling guns would be interested in the under 18 market segment. Most of those people aren't really good customers. I mean, they can't even buy the gun.
But from what I understand, it's not even like Facebook doesn't accept actual, like if you're a gun store, they're not going to advertise. From what I understand, it's people if I create a page.
I actually have their policy right up here on the website. Prohibited content. Ads and sponsored stories may not contain content that is illegal or otherwise prohibited via Facebook's advertising guidelines. Prohibited content includes tobacco products that you cannot promote tobacco or tobacco-related products, which I believe includes, it does include electronic cigarettes, weapons, so they may not promote firearms, ammunition, paintball, even paintball guns, BBs, guns, fireworks, explosives, pepper spray, knives, tasers, or weapons of any kind, including those used for self-defense. Ads and sponsored stories may not directly or indirectly link to landing pages where people can purchase any of these products. And apparently, you can have certain groups, but you have to be careful about how you advertise it. So they say you can have gun exposition today. That's acceptable, but unacceptable, get your ammo here. So they say that it's okay if you can connect people to those connect people who have those interests, so long as it's not leading to the sale of weapons or explosives. So there's some more information for you, Dave. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And you know, it's a private website. If you don't like the rules, don't use Facebook, right?
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Meowbit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. Meowbit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, Meowbit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.